This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 61 for Monday, April 23rd, 2018.
So this week on the app, So this week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about how we took a spill last week, the beers we're drinking, a new Heinz ketchup mayo concoction.
We'll talk about a burger that Rob won't eat, a burger Rob will eat, how Robert doesn't like to do his taxes, and two crazy news stories.
We were joking a couple weeks ago that I stopped saying podcast in the intro, so I figured I'd throw it in there.
I thought so. Just for a little bit of a surprise.
S's and G's, you know.
It's something a little different.
Doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt like my knee anyway.
That's all right. How is your knee today? You took a little tumble?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. And so we're recording on a Saturday night. Because it's all that would work with the schedule, because Thursday, I couldn't really get up and down the stairs. And even that, even if I could, I could have probably gotten my way down the stairs, but it was like, unless my leg was elevated with an ice pack on it, it was just kind of throbbing. But yeah, so what happened was Wednesday evening, I was at a charity boxing event. And at one point, one of the lovely ladies that holds the card and goes around the ring in between rounds.
You recognized her?
Had a glass of water on the ground. And I kept thinking to myself, at some point, somebody's going to kick that thing, because like she wasn't there. And the chair that the girls were sitting on, those chairs had been moved over a little bit. I'm like, somebody's going to do it. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, boom, somebody kicks it over. I see them over there cleaning up. So I see them picking up the glass, putting it into a bowl or a tray or something like that. And I just assumed that they also cleaned up the water. Now, meanwhile, so this, it's at a hall. And so it's like where the dance floor would be. So it's like a polished floor right there. And I'm wearing dress shoes that have like no grip whatsoever on them. So I'm leaving for the evening. I'm walking right next to the ring. I don't even pay attention. And the water was still there. So I went down. I didn't land on my knee, but I bent my leg in such a way that it hurt really bad. And then it was one of those, I was like, oh shit, that sucked. And I'm like, you know what? It's really going to suck tomorrow though. Like I knew right away. I'm like, this is going to be way worse in the morning. I didn't even get that long. Like middle of the night, I was uncomfortable. And then I went into work and left work early and then just decided to just chill.
Yeah, that's one of those where you feel it. And it's a lot like an ankle. I've twisted my ankle and I'm still able to walk on it. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness it's not that bad. But yeah, the next day it's just brutal.
Yeah. So now it's just kind of bruised a little bit. So yeah. Like, you know, if I bend my leg in certain fashions, then it kind of, it's tender. But so I'm just trying not to bend my leg in those ways.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I was curious to see if it was going to be one of those things where there was going to be a further injury, because you acted like it was something that you could probably do the show. Just I know getting up and down the stairs and sitting for long periods of time. I mean, you're not really in this position where you can elevate it. So being that it was still a fresh injury, I thought, okay, well, let's see how it is the next day and see if it's maybe there's a tear, or maybe there's something else that's going on. And I asked you said, no, it's better. So
yeah, I'm on the mend. And again, I could have done the episode, I think, on Thursday, but I'm like, I couldn't vouch for how good or bad the episode would be, because I knew I'd just be uncomfortable. So I figured we'll get a better show out of tonight. So,
well, I figured you'd drink more that way just to kind of soothe the pain. And it might even be better than we've had the last couple of weeks where I think we've been pretty toasted by the time we're done.
Well, I mean, I have an Imperial here, so there's no need to be concerned that I won't be toasted by the end of the show.
Well, you know, just in case you weren't able to make it today, I did work on securing us, I guess, almost a guest or a stand-in or something like that that I didn't really tell you about, but I do have her here. So I didn't know if you wanted to find out who she was.
Is it Betty White?
It can be. So just, I guess, to get this, because I haven't really, I've tested it so far, but I haven't really completely tested it to see if it actually works for you.
What are you doing?
Okay, so you have Siri, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's the, like a similar to Siri that you have something in your house that you might speak to from time to time and ask it various questions?
My Echo, probably.
Right, and what do you do to trigger her?
I say, Alexa.
Okay, ask her a question.
Alexa, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking.
Oh, we have our very own Alexa on the two box.
Oh, Jesus. Alexa, get out of here.
Tokugawa Ieyasu was the founder and first shogun of the Tokugawa Shogunate of Japan, which effectively ruled Japan from the Battle of Sekigahara in 1600
Alexa,
until the Meiji rest.
So she's just as confused as always, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. She's there. She's hooked in. She hears you all the way, however far away you are, and she hears me because I'm sitting here in the same room. So I thought it'd be fun.
How was
I had this one of these days this week. As my mind works, and I went, aha. So I tried to figure out a way to do it. And she actually has her own little spot here, and I'll put a picture on Instagram for it, which will end up everywhere else too. But she actually has her own little slot here on my board. So it's there's three of us. Oh, there's RK and RP and then Alexa.
Alexa, what are you drinking tonight?
I don't know that.
Stupid bitch.
Well, what are we drinking tonight? You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I got a good one tonight. I'm excited about mine.
Me too. I'm gonna take a sip because I got a big bottle to get through. So I'm going to go ahead and drink some of mine. What do you got?
So what I have here is a phenomenal beer. It's probably, I'd say it's probably at least tied for my favorite beer of all time. It's definitely by far my favorite Imperial, though. And it's a very difficult beer to get. In fact, the brewery hosts tapping events throughout the state of Michigan and other places to just give people the opportunity to drink this beer. And every time I go into a liquor store or I look and see if they have it, and they never, ever have it. It just so happened I was at one picking up a party sub week before last and looked over, and on the counter, right near the register, I looked over and there was one case of it, and it just called my name. And what it is the Founders KBS, which is Kentucky Breakfast Stout. It is a, I don't know how to say in words how good of a beer this is. It is just a phenomenal beer. I'm going to drink some right now just so I can, I got a four pack. It's $28 that I was charged for the four pack. I know the owner of the store, so he gave me a little bit of a discount, but I mean, normally for this four pack, it's not a cheap beer, but it was well worth every penny.
Well, cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh man, that's good.
That's the one you were talking about a couple weeks ago, I think, either on the show or you were telling me about it, that's something you had been looking for and you really wanted. So I guess you were able to find it.
It is. In fact, I even a couple months ago was on Founders website looking to see if we would have they were going to host a tapping event in the area. Turns out I had missed the one that was going to be super close, but as luck should have it, I was able to find a batch of their 2018. So this beer is brewed in March and April. So they brew one batch a year. They brew it, and then it's, let me read about it. I'll tell you all about it. So the 2018 batches alcohol by volume is 12.3%. It does have a rate beer rating of 100.
Wow.
And Untappd had it rated at, let's see here. Untappd had it overall, the 2018 is, let me see if I can find
2.25.
4.46 with 35,000 ratings. So it's a very highly touted beer. And what it says here on their website is, what we've got here is an Imperial Stout brewed with a massive amount of coffee and chocolates, then cave aged in oak bourbon barrels for an entire year to make sure wonderful bourbon undertones come through in the finish. Makes your taste buds squeal with delight. It is available in draft, which I've never seen before. Even at the Founders breweries that I've been to, they don't have it on draft, a four pack, which is what I got. And they also have a 750 milliliter bottle that apparently you can buy this in as well, which I have seen from time to time, but it's, again, it's pretty rare. So again, it's just a beautifully crafted stout. You can taste the chocolate and the coffee, but it's not so prevalent that you can't taste that, just that really, really nice, sweet bourbon finish that you get when you take a sip of it. So it's very well aged. You can, the bourbon shines through. You can tell it wasn't like cheap bourbon. Like, it's a good bourbon that they have this aged in for an entire year. So a lot of care and a lot of effort goes into making this beer. And holy shit, if you can get your hands on some of this KBS, go ahead and, you know, take advantage of it, because it's not easy to get, but it is an absolutely delicious beer.
Well, I'll have to check in on tap and see if there's any way to get it near me. I think as long as anybody has checked into it and said where they've got it, maybe I'll be lucky. But I'll have to check over at Norm's. I've been visiting there every couple of weeks just to grab something new, as I did this past week. So I don't think I remember seeing it there, but they do carry Founder. So maybe I'll luck out, or maybe you can get it for me if there's any available that's, you know, and I guess there's any left.
I can see. Again, this is my second of the four-pack that I got, and just talking to the guy, he said, yep, Founders just happened to, the distributor just happened to stop in that day. He said they have it sitting on the counter by the register because they don't even bother to try to put it in the coolers. Yeah. Because it's gone, and all of a sudden you'll see a blank spot where that used to be. So he goes, we just put it up here on the counter, and by
leave it
within a couple hours, it's gone. But you know, and it's, so it's a great beer by probably my favorite brewery overall. Founders just makes some solid beers. I've had quite a few other ones on the podcast. Going back to episode 12, America's Pastime, I had a breakfast stout, so the non-imperial version. Episode 18, Betty White Is Not Dead, I had a Founders Porter. Again, solid porter. Episode 30, Four-Legged Undies, I had a Sumatra Mountain Brown, which is a nice dark ale. And episode 32, Ceremonial First Pinch, I had a DKML, which I think I kept calling a Dickmel, on the show. I forget exactly what kind of beer that was, but I'm sure I loved it.
It's Founders. I think that's one of those, like we've talked about Southern Tier, and I think even probably Founders, that just really everything that they make is good.
Mm-hmm. They know how to make beer.
Well, I've got a Ballast Point here, and we've had a couple of Ballast Points on the episodes as well. Starting with episode 11, Stupid Eli Face, I had a Grapefruit Sculpin. On episode 38, Shitload of Fajitas, I had the Pumpkin Down Scottish Ale. On episode 40, Classic Van Aert, I had a Big Eye IPA. Best of TTB Volume 4, you had the Victory at Sea, which I'll come back to. And then episode 58, the lost episode, Rob didn't pay his internet bill that never actually aired. We were drinking, you actually had the Ballast Point Sour Wench. So what I've got this time, like I said, going back to the Victory at Sea, I've got a big old 22-ounce bottle of the Coconut Victory at Sea Imperial Porter. So I remember seeing the Victory at Sea name from when we talked about it when you had it.
And I believe the Victory at Sea, the regular one, I believe is a pineapple, isn't it? Oh, no, you had a pineapple Sculpin.
I had pineapple before. Yeah, I've had a couple of the different. Mine was a grapefruit Sculpin, but they do have a pineapple one. I don't think the regular one is, because this is a porter. So I don't,
yeah, you're right.
Know it, that it would do that well with pineapple.
I found the bottle back here. It just says porter with coffee and vanilla.
This is similar. It says, again, it's the Imperial Porter with coffee, vanilla, and coconut. So they just basically added the coconut flavor. But our favorite porter with just a touch of the tropics, this Coconut Ballast Point Victory at Sea takes our popular Imperial Porter to another place. We added sweet roasted coconut to our robust porter brewed with Cafe Calabria coffee and vanilla, the perfect complement to this beer's subtly roasty intensity. A favorite at our annual Ballast Point Victory at Sea Day, but it's worth enjoying any time you need to be transported. All the winters in San Diego don't get too brutal. The brewers at Ballast Point wanted a warmer winter ale that brings comfort on those days when you can see your breath. This Imperial Porter clocks in at 10% alcohol by volume, and gets most of its roasted flavor from coffee beans prepared locally at Cafe Calabria on 30th Street. Winter ales traditionally have a spice, and in this beer we chose vanilla to round out this very special big beer. Our Victory at Sea Imperial Porter is infused with 3/4 ounce of cold brewed coffee per pint. So like I said, it's 10% alcohol by volume, 68 IBUs, and I'm going to give it another try, although I'm partly through this glass, and I'll let you know what I can taste. I probably taste more of the coffee and the chocolate in there, but you get the hint of the coconut, which is a kind of a unique taste in there. But the coffee part is fairly strong. And like I said, that it's got 3/4 of an ounce of the coffee in there. But you kind of get, as you kind of let it sit there in your mouth, you almost get all three of the flavors almost jockeying for position. But it's a good flavor, and I really like it. I'm going to have to go back and see if he's got any more. He did have one other one that I didn't pick up because I figured this would be enough, but that other flavor might be worth a shot, and I'm kicking myself for not grabbing that bottle too. But this is really good. I like it.
It sounds good. You know, I like when breweries, when they, you know, take a solid brew like the Victory at Sea and just add a little bit of something extra to it. It's kind of nice. Yeah. It's familiar, but it's unique at the same time.
Yeah, this is a limited edition as well. So it's 22-ounce bottles in draft. And I've never seen it. So again, this was a big bottle. But you and I both like the Maui Brewing Company Coconut Hewa Porter, which I also got a 4-pack of that in the cans, just because I knew this bottle would disappear pretty quickly. So I've got that one just in case I end up getting through all of this. I just really like the coconut flavor. I think in a porter, it really does a nice job of kind of giving a little bit of something extra without any sort of, I guess, gimmicks or anything that's really going to take away the feel of the beer itself.
So it doesn't have voodoo donuts in it and pretzels?
No pretzels, no donuts, nothing.
That was a terrible beer.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at that.
The bottle is cool. The bottle is cool.
Yeah, the bottle was cool, and that's where the coolness ended. I'm still mad at Rogue for that one.
Oh, well, boy. We haven't mentioned it in a while, but we can both be found on Untappd, which is a social network for beer drinkers, where you can also find any of the beers that we've been drinking. If you want to go ahead and search them in there, it'll tell you where they are available near you. Kind of relies on a crowdfunding, or not a crowdfunding, but a crowdsourcing thing where anybody entering these beers in, like I enter mine in, is purchased at Norm's in Northern Virginia here. So you can find us on Untappd, and I'm available at RobertK328.
You can find my ass at PhilRoberts33.
One of the things that I came across this week as I was going through and kind of reading a lot of other podcast shows, Twitter feeds, and things like that, and we've got our phone number, which we tout every week, and we have a hard time getting people to call in, although last week we did end up with a text message, which was pretty cool. But I found another show that said that they wanted, I guess basically they were doing what we were doing. They were asking for people to call in, and the name of the show is the Rambling Rob podcast. So I figured since we have two Rambling Roberts, we'd give him a call and leave him a message.
Might as well, since none of our fucking listeners will leave us messages. We might as well start. I mean, yeah, let's do that.
All right, well, let's see.
I have to shit on all of our listeners whenever possible, you motherfuckers.
Podcast voicemail service. At the tone, leave your most random message so it can be played on the show. Thank you.
You going first? Am I going first?
Hello, Rob. This is Robert and Rob of the Two Bobs.
Hey, how's it going? Now, I guess it would be the Three Bobs podcast if you were on it.
We would make a great threesome, but we figured we'd okay. Take your...
Please don't ever say that again. Sorry, we've been drinking already, Rob.
We have started. And I listened to your show this week, and you were talking to another local podcaster. I guess not really local, but another podcaster that's a part of the Podcast HQ group. So that was kind of cool. But anyhow, again, it's Robert and Rob here. Hey, we enjoy your show, and hopefully you'll give our show a listen.
Yeah, please do. And you can find us at thetwobobs.com. Check us out.
It's like we're being on the spot here.
I don't know. We should have rehearsed better.
We should.
You know, you just make me do this shit. You don't give me an opportunity to talk about it ahead of time. And then fuck up our voicemails.
I like to surprise you sometimes. Oh, don't chastise me in front of the listeners.
Oh my God, you're embarrassing me.
The boss of me. Now, if we didn't have a show to do, I'd hang up on you. But I think at this point, we're going to probably have to hang up on Rob.
See you later, Rob.
The Rambling Rob.
Which Rob? Bye. Nice.
Well, that went well.
That would about that went about as smoothly as I anticipated.
Well, hey, that's okay. I think one of those things too. We don't really prepare those things. Yeah, we'll just do it. We'll just swing it. And I like to have order, and you're always like, well, just fucking do it.
That's what I do. And by the way, you can find his website is randomrobcast.com if you want to check out his website.
Yeah, and I listened to one of the episodes earlier. It's hard to end up listening to all these shows, and I know we have a little spot where we do a promo each week, kind of before the crazy news stories. But trying to listen to everybody is difficult. But I enjoyed his show. He does a lot of wrestling stuff, which I'm not that keen on. But he also does, and almost like our beer, where he does like portions of it. It kind of comes up, but it's not a main thing. So I thought his show was pretty good, and I've got a couple other ones in here to listen to over the next week or so.
Perhaps I'll check it out, but I've been really into the true crime stuff. So
I had one, and if you're ready, I will send you the one. I was listening to him. We've got our friends at Color Me Dead, and there are a few shows that I've listened to, and I think there comes a time where you hit one that has kind of a trigger point to you, or there's a little bit too much reality, and they're all, well, not they're all real, but they're real. And you, at least for me, I got to the point where it was almost too much. And I have a hard limit as far as what's too much. There's not really much that puts me to that spot, but I think the particular crime, I guess, that was involved was a little bit too much for me, and now I don't know that I can listen to him just yet, so I'm taking a bit of a break.
So the first show I listened to was about a child that was murdered, and so that hit me pretty hard because I knew, again, yeah, it's true crime and it was, yeah, real. So I just kind of, I said it, so I almost stopped at that point and said, you know what, God, that was terrible, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, they're not all going to be like, I don't mind adults being murdered as much as kids. So I'm like, I'll just go ahead and listen to some more episodes. And I've done all right with the other ones because it's been all adults. But
yeah. Well, that one, if it's the same one we already talked about, that one wasn't even, it was just another kid that did it. And that one wasn't as hard for me, although I really felt for the parents in that particular one. And we won't go too much down that here, but because people like to listen to us for light and airy, but they're interesting. And I know some people are really addicted to them. They really like those type of true crime things. But I think, like I said, that one that I listened to, I'll probably give them a shot again because there are a lot of great true crime podcasts out there. Just that one really sat with me for a while, even after I was done. Not that particular one you were talking about, but the one that kind of turn me off from for a little bit. But anyway, what else is light and airy we got this week?
I don't know. What'd you have for dinner?
Bring me down. I got to drink a beer.
What'd you have for dinner today?
We had kind of a mix of things. I think we've had some stuff that we have in the refrigerator, and it was one of those, well, we've got a little bit of this, we've got a little bit of that. So we had some mac and cheese and some stuffed bell peppers. And
nice.
So not anything that really goes together, but it was still good.
A smorgasbord, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you?
Oh, we went to Bad Brad's. Well, I got carry out from Bad Brad's, which is a barbecue place not too far from our house. They have a couple locations.
53 and Mound.
And they're at 16 and Grossbeck, if you care. I mean, the location that we went to is at 16 and Grossbeck anyway. But I got it's called the Hammer. And what it is, it's barbecued pulled pork with their own kind of sweet, but a little bit warm barbecue sauce. It's super, super good. And then they put like thin sliced pickles on it and coleslaw. And they put on a bun. And it is pretty fantastic. Not going to lie.
I love coleslaw on my barbecue, although I just like coleslaw in general. So a lot of times I'll just get it on the side because I want to enjoy the coleslaw by itself and put a little bit on the barbecue usually. Well, but I just love it.
We talked last week. I like side items to be on my sandwich. So it really works
out. Put some mac and cheese on there, some cornbread.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro. Let's do
it. I'm excited. I'm excited about this new thing that Heinz has been talking about. And I saw the poll on Twitter, so I won't lie. And I actually put my two cents on it. But Heinz is wondering whether people of the United States want what they're calling, and I don't think they really have a real name for it just yet, but mayo chup. Have you heard about it?
Yeah. So it's mayo and ketchup. It's a mayo ketchup hybrid in one bottle. So instead of having to put mayo and ketchup, you can just simply squeeze out of one bottle onto your sandwich and such.
No, you can't say sandwich. I don't like people that say sandwich.
I know, that's why I said it.
Yeah. You have to retract that. And I realized I saw somebody the other day, and we talked a while back about things I judge. I saw a guy wearing his phone on his belt, and I don't like those kind of people either.
No, he probably says sandwich.
No. Probably. Or, oh, well, sandwich.
Was he wearing flip-flops?
Sammy is worse. if he was wearing flip-flops, I probably would have slapped him.
All kidding aside, I don't usually say sandwich. I am a person that says sandwich, and usually, you know, says words the way that they're meant to be pronounced. But I decided to say,
because we like to correct people, we have to do it. We have to say very it correctly judgmental. Ourselves.
By the way, I got a new pickup truck this week. This one's very nice, though.
So you said you just got the other one.
Yeah, I know. I had the other one less than a year.
Not even. You had 11 it. Months. We I were talking about it on the months. Show. You spilled beer on it.
I got it. Yeah, that's right. I got it last May, and I traded in this April.
Has it really already been a year?
It's been 11 months.
Were you wearing your flip-flops when you went to pick it up?
No, I wasn't, Robert.
Eating a Sammy?
You know what? You drive a fucking Prius.
That's fine.
I can
fine.
Fit your That's car cool in the car. Bed of my truck, okay?
We should. Now, do you like, have you ever had, going back to this mayo chup?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. We're talking about mayo chup. What's the difference between mayo chup and fancy sauce? Me. Fancy sauce.
Well, I guess it depends on what fancy sauce is. But I saw somebody talking about this a while back, and I actually think it was Angel from Color Me Dead. She said, no, that's fucking fry sauce.
No, wait.
When you're calling it fancy sauce.
Alexa, what is fancy sauce?
We got to hit her again. She was listening to me.
Alexa, what's fancy sauce?
Fancy sauce is a condiment that is unrelated to.
Really? Thanks. Thanks. Hey. Thanks, Alexa, you dumb bitch. That doesn't.
She's got a little bit of ADD, I think.
My God. So it's a condiment often served with French fries or tostones, fried, which are fried twice plantain slices. Many places in the world, combination of one part tomato ketchup, two parts mayonnaise. A similar tradition, Russian dressing, South Thousand Island dressing. Yeah, so it's fancy. I mean,
it doesn't have the pickles or the relish or whatever else is in Thousand Island. So it's not all that. And I know people like to put mayonnaise on their French fries, which is kind of where I was going to try to figure out. I mean, I'd like to try it. I'm excited to see when it comes out and grab a bottle and see. You know, I don't think it's that big maybe on a sandwich or on a burger because you're already mixing that stuff anyway. But on its own with some French fries or anything else you might just put ketchup only on, it's probably pretty good, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it sounds delicious, but at the same time, I mean, who doesn't already have mayonnaise and ketchup in their fridge? Like, is it that big of a deal to just put both on your sandwich where it warrants having a separate bottle of mayo? Well,
maybe it replaces the other. Now, I'm really big
you
on
can't your, always, you, know, you can't always do that. You can't put mayo chup on everything that mayonnaise would be on.
Well, maybe. You don't know. You don't have it.
But I have had it. I've had ketchup and mayonnaise on things. It's the same fucking thing.
I don't believe you.
Oh, my God.
Now, what I like is the goober strawberry, and I mean, the goober grape, because my neck's not red enough, but I love the goober strawberry, which is the peanut butter and jelly all in one jar. I like that because I can have one thing. I have one knife and I dip it in there and I put it on my crackers. It's a quick peanut butter and jelly without having to mix stuff. But the ratio is not quite right, though, is the only problem with it. But it's good on crackers.
Well, you're just not doing it right. That's the problem.
Well, it's a 50-50 split in there. I can't go and
no,
add, well,
but
I guess I could add more jelly to it, but why don't just
I make use peanut my butter own separate and jelly. Peanut butter? I make peanut butter and jelly with one knife all the time. You put the jelly on first on one slice. You wipe the knife off on the other slice that does not have anything on it yet,
right.
And then you go for the peanut butter.
I just wipe it on the hand towel that's there and then wait till Melissa washes it, or I flip it over usually.
I wipe it on Kelly. I'm just kidding.
You should. You know what fry sauce or mayo chup would be good on?
Pizza. No.
Well, it would probably be a fantastic. And as a kid, I used to like to put ketchup on my pizza. But no, it'd be good on this burger. Speaking of barbecue, North Carolina is famous for barbecue. But it'd be this burger that it's placed down here in Durham, North Carolina. It says April is celebrated as Exotic Meat Month at one North Carolina restaurant. And I know you'll like this one, showcasing exotic meats nationwide and around the world. But this year, Bull City Burger and Brewery, they probably have KBS down there, is kicking things up a notch with a hair-raising special.
Fuck no.
It'll give you IBS, I bet you.
But behold, can't even look at the picture. Oh, Jesus.
Behold the tarantula burger. Oh. It's a pasture-raised.
Hell no.
North Carolina beef burger topped with oven-roasted tarantula, Gruyere cheese, and spicy chili sauce. Add a side of dirty fries, which is probably basically dragged in spider crap, and it's all yours for $30.
$30 for a roasted fucking tarantula?
Yeah, but it's on a burger, and it's a good burger, and it's got Gruyere cheese. So you wouldn't eat that? What about if you put some fancy sauce on it?
Yeah, fancy sauce, mayo, chub. You could not put anything on there that would make me eat this.
Alexa, where can I get a tarantula burger?
Here are a few top-rated ones. Burger King, Red Embers, Velocity Wings, and Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Check out the Alexa app for contact info in hours.
Dumb.
She's stupid.
So, no. Okay.
So would you eat this? You wouldn't?
No, hell no, I wouldn't. It's a burger with a roasted tarantula on it. It's a spider on a burger. A gigantic spider. It's not even like a little spider. It's a huge fucking tarantula. Would you eat this?
No. I would order it and tell them to keep the tarantula to yourself. And it's got that big bulbous butt on it.
If you hold the tarantula, then it's just a $30 hamburger. And who would do that?
One part of me is actually very surprised that it's here in the United States. I figured this would be something you'd find in, I don't know, I would be broad. I'd be generalizing if I said I'd find it in India, but it's North Carolina.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't eat that. You know what I would eat, though? Do you hear about this new burger that Chili's is unleashing on the world?
I got it up here, and we, what was it, the Heart Attack Grill we talked about before? This is, if you're not in, I think that was in Las Vegas, but if you're not in Las Vegas, Chili's is the place to go if you're looking to have a heart attack.
So they have this 5-meat, 1,650-calorie burger. And it has barbecue, cheese, and ranch on it. It says, according to Thrillist, the burger wasn't meant to be subtle, and the wilder we make it, the closer it gets to its glutinous ideal. So Chili's might have revealed the true face of the hamburger with its gargantuan new menu item, The Boss. This behemoth features 5 different types of meat. So there's bacon, good. Jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, good.
Oh my God.
Pulled rib meat, good. Smoked brisket, really good. And half a pound beef patty. Then there's the lettuce and tomato, so it's healthy. Then we pretty much...
It's good for you.
We're pretty much sure it makes this a healthy option. They read my mind on that one. Plus, there's cheddar cheese, the bun, of course, both barbecue sauce and ranch for fun. And there's no mayo chup on there, though. That stacks up to 1,650 calories. Sure, it seems better suited for those snakes that unhook their jaws. It looks like, to me, it's like 2 feet tall. But you've never actually tried to unhook your jaw, so maybe give it a shot. But not just this second. The Boss isn't available nationwide yet. It was just debuted at Chili's West Test Kitchen, plus a few locations around the country, and the exact restaurants haven't been revealed. If the test goes well, though, you soon could be a proud owner of a 1,650-calorie burgers. I mean, so this looks delicious. I'd try that one.
I like that it has the knife in it, because I would see myself cutting this and being able to eat it. That's the only way. It looks great.
Yeah, and I'm looking at all the layers, and they all look delicious. I don't see any gigantic spiders or other insect or arachnids inside of this burger. So that's a plus in my book.
I wonder how much calories would be added if it did have the spider.
You know what? It doesn't matter. You know, I don't know how many... Alexa, how many calories is a tarantula?
I don't know that.
Of course you don't. Yeah.
Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always surrounded by annoying people?
Annoying people, huh? Didn't we answer that in a previous episode? Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Probably alone. If they have to be annoying people, I'd be okay just being alone. I have the
internet. Yeah, you'd run from them all the time.
I have the internet. If I was surrounded by annoying people, I'd just be running from them all the time, and I'd be alone anyway. So might as well just cut them out of the equation.
Did you get your taxes filed on time?
I did. Thank God. I got mine done early this year because I was afraid somebody was going to steal my identity and file my taxes for me. So
I didn't care. For some reason, even though you do typically, and you can answer this or not, because sometimes people get weird about that, but do you usually get money back or do you usually owe?
I usually get money back.
Okay. And I do too. And I waited until probably the 15th or 16th to do it, which is probably stupid.
Yeah. Well, you're stupid. So,
well, for some reason, it always causes me a little bit of anxiety to do them. And I've never had any problems. They're not difficult to do. It's just for some reason I put it off and put it off and put it off. And then the time is here. And all of a sudden I like, oh shit, they got to turn it in and do my TurboTax.
Well, that's why a lot of people, I think, take to social media to air out their frustrations with tax day, especially the people who waited until the 15th, 16th, 17th. This year, you could have even done it on the 18th because the IRS's website went down and they added a day.
All the people trying to do it at the last minute broke the website, so they extended it an extra day.
There were so
except
many
for Trump, he filed an extension because his is so complicated.
Well, yeah,
the most complicated.
I know a lot of people who do. So it's basically just a reason to wait another 6 months to get your taxes done. So
I guess if you owe, it's probably good. But if you are going to get any sort of refund, you got to. And next year, I'll try to be better. And I got to knock my TurboTax level down because I've been overpaying for that too. God damn it.
Well, you know, that's your problem. But anyway, so
and a heart.
So did you see this? So there's a Thrillist article that talks about some of the kind of the best tax day tweets that are out there. Angel Guifria, you know her? You know Angel Guifria?
She likes Gruyere cheese.
She does like Gruyere cheese. It says, I thought I was doing okay with this adult thing, but then I had to tell my tax person, my dad wants you to call him. And all the grown-up progress I made went out the window.
Hannah Hart says, I think tax day should be a national holiday. We all just hold each other and cry.
In Love with a Ghost says, I don't know how taxes work. And at this point, I'm too afraid to ask.
Allie Sun Jane, hashtag stupid questions for the IRS. If I get over 1,000 likes, can I skip doing my taxes?
Boy, would that be awesome. I think tax day should be a national holiday where we all just hold each other and cry.
I did that already, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't there for that.
It's cool how at 27, my mom was married with a kid on the way, and I'm 27 and calling her to find out my tax file number.
Oh, man. A lot of good stuff for tax day.
Have you always done your own, or have you ever paid anybody to do it?
I've always done my own.
Yeah. I remember as a kid sitting down, I started work at 14, and I still remember sitting down at the kitchen table at 14 with my very first W-2s and sitting down and actually doing mine in the book. I'd go to the library, the local library, get the book and sit down and do it. So I've done it myself with a few exceptions all these many years later, but I've always done it myself. And I think almost, unless it's really complicated, it's one of those things that just really gets you to see how it works. Although, like, I couldn't tell you how it works, but almost for me, it was kind of a badge of honor at 14. And as I got older, it was almost like a badge of honor to be able to do it myself and turn something in. It felt like I was grown up in a way.
Well, I'm glad you had that.
Small victories.
You take everything you get, you know? Where are you going with this?
I don't know. It was just one of those things that I thought about as we were coming up to this episode, trying to figure out just thinking about taxes and why I waited. And it's not like I've ever had any sort of strange thing to it. I mean, I, for almost 30 years now I've done them.
So I think
it's not that big of a deal.
I think what it is and working in finance, you know, what I do and it's not all that exciting. Like people aren't super excited about talking about their finances. They know they have to, they know it's important, yeah. Right? But at the same time, like people are just, they're not all gung ho and you know about it. So what I found in my time in the field and just in life in general is things that aren't necessarily the most pleasant thing. People will procrastinate. They'll come up with the funniest excuses. I've had, so I'll just name a couple excuses why people have okay. told me why they can't come in for a meeting to discuss their finances. Let me see. I had one lady who told me she had to give her dog a bath, so she couldn't even schedule an appointment because she had to give her dog a bath. I had one person who said he was redoing a bathroom, and like 6 months later, he was still redoing the bathroom. Let's see here. These are just a couple of the reasons. I had people tell me that they couldn't come in because their tank was low on gas and it was raining and they didn't want to fill it up and they felt that they couldn't make it all the way. The funniest thing. So what I'm saying is, even though you're getting money back, just the process of going and doing your taxes and mm-hmm. entering all the numbers from all the forms and answering all the questions the TurboTax asks you is just not a pleasant or exciting experience. Although I do like watching the thing in the corner that says how much money I'm getting back or have to pay from the federal and state going up or down as I enter numbers. It's kind of a fun little game. It's like, ooh, and like, fuck. Oh, damn it. Son of a, you know, so, but it's just.
Kelly, get ready. We got to have more kids.
It's just not a fun experience, right? So I think people will generally try to hold off as late as possible with it.
So it's like a colonoscopy in a way. People have to do it, but they don't really want to.
Exactly. All right. That's a good. And coming from a person who has Crohn's disease, I can attest to that first person. You are never excited and if there were a line to have a colonoscopy done, you would never be the first person in that line.
But they say it's, I mean, I haven't had mine. I'm getting to the age where So I've heard it's nothing.
It's not.
It's still it's one of those things.
It's still not pleasant because you got to do like all the prep work. And stuff like that, which is drinking just this nasty shit. And, you know, you usually mix it with Gatorade, but then and then what happens, the whole process of just cleansing yourself out before you go in for that is just not fun. Or I get what's called they call it a doubleheader. I'm in the hospital a couple years ago. The nurse comes back. Oh, you're getting a doubleheader today, huh? I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, because I was getting a colonoscopy, gastroscopy, which is where they go down the throat in one. And they call it a double header at the hospital. And she's like, you know what we say? She goes, we're going to,
oh no,
she says, we're going to do the colonoscopy first. And, what did she say? Hold on. No, I'm sorry. They're doing the gastroscopy first, which is down the throat. And then she goes, then, you know, by then we'll be good friends. You know what they say? Friends go in the back door. I'm like, really? I'm just like this. Yeah. The number of colon jokes that they had that day.
I'm sure. Well, they deal with people they need to come up with all those because of all the people that are sitting there terrified that this is going to be uncomfortable or they're going to feel strange doing it. But everybody, because I have the same thing like with the taxes. That's why I thought it was kind of almost a similar thing where you just have to do it and there's nothing to it. I mean, I did the taxes. I was done. Yeah. And then I waited a day and then I went back and I just double checked the numbers and I hit submit and it was over. And I think how did we end up on colonoscopies? But it's probably
because it's all very similar
from the tarantula burger. Yeah, so you just it's not that big of a deal. And at my age, I'm getting close to where I just need to have it done just so I can have some sort of baseline. But
yeah,
oh well, we've gone down a rabbit hole here. I think it's hard to claw ourselves back out. But one way that we can do it. would be some crazy news.
Let's do it.
Before we do that, we'll play a promo from our friends at the Gen X Grown Up Podcast.
Don't you know that you're a grown up?
You know, these days, being a grown up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown Up Podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Basically, life sucks
as a grown up. Be sure to listen to the Gen X Grown Up Podcast when you're not listening to us. Don't replace us with them, but also listen to them.
They're not near as good, but you can find them at GenXGrownUp.com.
Fantastic. Let's hit up some crazy news. I still can never get over the fact there's somebody like humming in the background. That's what happens when we use free stock music so we don't get sued. You get some guy who's just humming along in the back. It's like he had his mic keyed but didn't realize it and it just never noticed.
He enjoyed his tune so much that he ended up recording his own voice on it,
apparently.
Now I like this one because we haven't been down to our friends in Florida in a little while.
We haven't.
No, and this one's
been at least one episode.
This takes us down to Eustis, and I don't know where the hell this is, but this also involves somebody who doesn't have a very good sense of what's good for beer. But this is a Florida man, not really sure why he stole a pack of Bud Light. It says a Florida man accused of stealing beer from a Dollar General told police that he doesn't drink it anyway and doesn't even know why he stole it. Tuesday, March 27th, around 5:30 p.m., Jason Lee Powers went into the Dollar General at 31802 SR44, according to the arrest affidavit.
He's a 31-year-old Florida native with a history of charges, including possession of methamphetamine, aggravated battery on a pregnant female, Jesus Christ, contempt of court, and more. A tattoo of a swastika instead of a three-reef river.
Well, big bulbous butt might have been replaced by three reef
crofer. A tattoo. That's like
French chalupa.
Ah, sure, fry rye. A tattoo of a swastika inside of a three leaf clover inside another swastika. It's like a what? It's like a Nazi Irish Inception tattoo. Like there's a swastika, a clover, and then another swastika just for good measure. It's right on his side too. The Dollar General manager told Lake County sheriffs that Powers walked down the cookie aisle to the coolers and then picked up a 12 pack of Bud Light.
Then he walked towards the exit, pulled a shopping cart out, and placed the beer at the bottom. He wheeled the buggy into another aisle and left it there. Using his powers of charm, he walked back to the checkout lane and made casual conversation with the cashier. Florida man is capable of mimicking human speech. Talent often exploit. What the fuck? Cashier?
What?
Who wrote this?
It is on WTFFlorida.com. What's funny is Florida has its own website for stupid shit that they do.
Florida. The cashier asked a customer to check out the cart, feeling it was suspicious. At that time, Mr. Powers grabbed the buggy and pushed it out the door.
What's that one sentence, though? It's in the middle of the article. This is Florida man is capable of mimicking human speech, a talent often exploited for manipulation and deceit. Oh, boy. The beer was worth $14.02. He was later arrested and charged with larceny. Is it petite theft? Petit theft. How do you say petit theft? Second degree.
Petty theft is usually what it is.
That sounds... That's right.
Petite. Oh, my God.
He was later arrested and charged with larceny. Petty theft, second degree, second offense. He bought it for $1,000 that same day. During an interview with the sheriff, Powers admitted to taking the beer, but stated he didn't even know why he stole it because he don't drink. Pizza theft.
I'm stuck on the swastika tattoo.
Oh, I'm stuck on the fact that I didn't know what petty theft was.
I would have thought it was petty, like P-E-T-T-Y. That's how I have it in my head. So I might have gotten stuck on this one. If I didn't hear you struggle, I probably would have read it the same way.
Like petit P-E-T-I-T.
I don't know. But this guy's a piece of crap anyway with the beating on people.
But why would he steal beer? He's not even going to drink. He don't even drink that.
And why does Dollar General sell beer?
Well, that's what
for $14.
Listen, I don't frequent the Dollar General store establishments. But although there was one night a couple years ago where Kelly needed she needed
I can only imagine like what she
wax
needed.
Wax paper or something store. Like that. And it was...
Okay. Well, that's different.
And it was... I forget why I couldn't find any anywhere. I don't know. Take that part out.
I'll leave it in there just for good measure. Oh. But how about our second story?
All right.
This one I thought was pretty appropriate.
This is appropriate. You know, we do like food and we like real hard-hitting news. And
we like tacos.
We do like tacos and... We often rely on our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com for this type of stuff. So, according to them, the headline is a man who suffered heart attack, man who suffered heart attack after eating 21 burritos in a row sues Taco Bell for $4 million. A man from Pasadena has launched a multi-million dollar lawsuit this morning against the American fast food chain Taco Bell, whom he blames for causing a heart attack that almost killed him. Eric James Johnson suffered a severe heart attack on February 16th while he was eating at a Taco Bell restaurant. The man crumbled on the restaurant's floor after eating and remained unconscious until he was rescued by paramedics.
Fortunately, he was rapidly transported to the hospital where he underwent 12 hours of surgery and was finally stabilized. The 48-year-old man had just eaten 12 beef burritos, 5 bean burritos, and 4 chili cheese burritos, as well as 5 beef quesadillas and a Mexican pizza.
Wait,
he also had
5 beef what?
Rob, I'm 22 ounces into this 10% beer.
Did you say quesadillas?
I don't know, but I'll pull the record.
You should.
As well as 5 beef quesadillas. Beef quesadillas. Quesadillas. The 48-year-old man had just eaten 12 beef burritos. This is the third time I've read this, by the way. 5 bean burritos and 4 chili cheese burritos. And I'm getting really hungry. I want a tarantula in one of these. And 5 beef quesadillas and Mexican pizza. Ding, ding. He also had chili cheese fries and a nacho supreme as side dishes. And a large soda and a dozen caramel apple empanadas for dessert. Hopefully it was a Diet Coke. Mr. Johnson claims that he was healthy before he entered the restaurant. Although looking at his picture, he's got an infection on his nipple. They entered the restaurant, and that food's poor quality caused his heart attack.
Oh, boy. It says,
you see that? He's got like 4 nipples in one spot.
I'm not sure what.
It's tapeworm.
I'm not sure what that is, and I don't care to know. I always knew Mexican food.
What it tastes like.
Wasn't as good for me as American one. As it always gives me gas and makes me feel bloated, but I never thought it would kill me. The 430-pound man, who apparently was healthy before he entered the restaurant, claims he had seen a doctor only days before his heart attack and that no problem had been detected. Only 2 days before, my bot doctor told me that I was surprisingly healthy for a man of my weight and that I would could hope to live another 10 years. Then I eat this crappy Mexican food and I almost die. Yum Brands, Inc., who owns and operates Taco Bell, claims the company clearly indicates the nutritional contents of its products and has therefore no responsibility in Mr. Johnson's heart problems. I love that his doctor told me he was healthy. He must have Donald Trump's doctor.
I was laughing at this. In 2008, KFC was forced to pay a Minnesota man more than $3.2 million after he demonstrated that their chicken was the cause of his erectile dysfunction. Last year, Starbucks had to pay $5.65 million to a man who grew breasts after drinking too many of the chain's soy lattes.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I think if 430 pounds, if somebody says, hey, you know, you're in good shape, that's a suit for malpractice waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But now I really want tacos for some reason.
I do.
Now, they deliver, don't they?
I think in some locations they do. I don't think over here they do. I don't know.
They have one close enough to deliver. I'm going to hit them up tomorrow. I could use some cheese. You got nachos fries yet?
We had them, but I was not enthused.
It's cheese. It's French fries.
I don't know. Did you hear this guy in New Zealand? There was an emu farmer who was arrested for running illegal animal brothel.
I don't know. I'd hit it.
Oh no. Let me finish my KBS. I never got to my second beer tonight. I was just really wanted to savor this KBS.
Well, I'm finishing up my coconut victory at sea, and I've got a coconut Hewitt Porter. I'll probably drink once I get upstairs. It's only 9:30. The night is young.
It is. It is. And I got to sleep until 8:30 today. Kelly got up. So the kids stayed the night at their grandparents' house last night. Kelly and I went to dinner.
Nice.
Came home, promptly fell asleep. But this morning she got up with the dog and I stayed in bed till like 8:30. So when I go up there, she'll probably be asleep and I'm just ready to roll. So
now you sent me a picture of your dog earlier and you said Finnegan says hi. Was he relieving himself?
He was taking a dump.
Was he evacuating his bowels there when you sent me that? Looked like that's what he was doing.
He sure was, Robert.
He was kind of hunched over there. He's writing my name there in the grass.
Oh man.
Is that episode 61? What are we going to call it?
Oh,
Big
man.
Big bulbous butt or a three reef clover?
Gosh, they're both pretty good.
Too funny. Anyhow, if anybody wants to reach out to us, we do have a phone number.
We sure do.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
And that number is... Alexa, what's our phone number?
You can find support on Amazon.com and in the help Alexa, and feedback shut the section fuck up. Of the Alexa app.
Our phone number is 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
Alexa, play the Two Bobs podcast.
Getting the latest episode of Mr. Bob. Here it is from TuneIn.
Son of a bitch. Fucking Mr. Bob. Alexa, stop. Stupid ass. Alexa, play the Two Bobs. Wait. Alexa, ask any pod to play the Two Bobs podcast.
Alexa, ask any pod to play the Two Bobs podcast.
She doesn't listen to me.
It's been a while since you listened to the Two Bobs podcast.
Would you
like to hear the newest episode?
Yes.
Obviously.
Okay.
Stupid question.
Here's the newest episode of the Two Bobs podcast. On this episode, TTBO60, French Chose Chalupa.
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
She got it right.
French Chose Chalupa.
Alexa doesn't get a whole lot right, but she did it. Oh, no. Now she stopped because she's listening to me. But she did that time. She got the show title.
It's true. Stupid ass.
Oh man, this could be fun. Well, anyhow, if you'd like to reach out to us, call us on our phone number. You can send us a text, leave us a voicemail, just like we did for a Rambling Rob. I don't know.
Welcome to the Two Bobs podcast. Two everyday guys.
Alexa, shut the fuck
stuff.
Up. She's gonna be the death of us.
Alexa, ask me a question.
I like it when you ask me questions.
Excuse me? Alexa, tell me a joke.
What's a pirate's favorite letter? You might think it's R, but his first love be the C.
Anyhow, that's episode 61. We'll see you next week.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.
As well as five beef quesadillas.